Today, May 3rd, is the beautiful feast day of the Apostles, Saints Philip and James. These two have always been honored together in the sacred liturgy for centuries. They're actually buried next to each other in the same church. On a pilgrimage to Rome a few years ago, I was walking down the street, and there I saw the Basilica of the Holy Apostles. So I walked in, and there were the tombs of Philip and James, right next to each other. What a great honor and privilege to be able to pray at the tomb of these two great disciples and apostles, both who became martyrs, shedding their blood for Jesus Christ. What do we know about them from sacred scripture? First, we take a look at St. James. This St. James, as you know, there were two apostles named James. One was called James the Greater. That was the James and John of the brothers' fame, the sons of Zebedee. Today is the feast day of St. James the Lesser. He was the brother of St. Jude, again, one of the apostles. And from what we can figure out from scripture scholarship, it seems that he was a relative of the Lord, that he was a close relative, perhaps a cousin of Jesus. It seems that his mother was Mary's sister, the wife of Clopas, sometimes called Alpheus. So if that's the case, then James was related to the Lord, always considered the, quote, the brother or the cousin of the Lord. And because of his mother and the Blessed Mother being sisters. As far as we know, that's accurate. And we know then that the Lord chose him, and after the Lord's ascension into heaven, James became the bishop of Jerusalem after Pentecost, after the ascension. And what we can read about him is that he was held in high esteem by the Jewish community in Jerusalem, but fell out of favor with the high priest, who brought him before the Sanhedrin and condemned him to death. James was a wonderful apostle. He brought many people to Christianity. And for that reason, he was martyred. He was taken up to the pinnacle of the temple and thrown off the pinnacle of the temple. But he survived the fall, was then stoned and clubbed to death. And this was in the year 62. They say he was the first of the apostles to be martyred for his relationship with Jesus Christ. And then we take a look at St. Philip. What we know about Philip was that he was from Bethsaida in Galilee, the same place where Peter and Andrew were from. Philip was a follower of John the Baptist before Jesus called him to be one of his disciples. And immediately after Philip was called, he went to seek out Nathanael and told Nathanael, "We have found the one that Moses wrote about in the scriptures." We also have two other places where Philip is mentioned in scripture. On the occasion when the Lord had a large crowd, 5,000 people in that region where Philip was from, Jesus turned to Philip and said, "You know, where can we get enough food to feed them?" And Philip answered, "Even if we had, 500 days' wages or 100 days, we could only give each one a mouthful." So Philip was a little bit pessimistic that anything could be done to feed this vast crowd. And yet the Lord worked the great miracle of the loaves and fish. On another occasion, on Palm Sunday, the Greeks wanted to see Jesus. And they went to Philip first because Philip had a Greek name and he was from Bethsaida, so he would have spoken Greek. And then Philip gets Andrew and together they go to Jesus to tell him that the Greeks were here to see him. And then the last time we see Philip in the scriptures is at the Last Supper, today's gospel, where Jesus says, "From now on, you know the Father, you have seen him." And Philip speaks up and says, "Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus explains that the Father and he are one. What we know about Philip then was that he eventually became a missionary and apostle to Greece and to Phrygia, Turkey, where he was martyred for his faith. And I think the thing we can take from today's feast day is to realize that what made them unique was their friendship with Jesus Christ. First they were disciples, then they became apostles. And that should be our life as well. We are disciples, which means we sit at Jesus' feet, we pray, we read the scriptures, we receive Him in Holy Communion. We're all called to be disciples of Christ. But then the Lord sends us out to be apostles, to be evangelizers, to share our faith with Jesus. So first, we want to be with Jesus, then we want to share Jesus. Every one of us is called to be both a disciple and an apostle. To have a life of prayer, but then to have a life of service and a life of sharing the faith with others. I'll give you a blessing now with the relics of Saints Philip and James. Through the intercession of Saint Philip and James, these apostles, disciples, and martyrs, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.